The Texas trio ZZ Top reached its peak of popularity in the early 1980s when its album Eliminator sold over 5 million copies. Its recent releases haven't done as well, which is why many in the music industry were surprised when RCA Records recently signed the band to a $30 million contract. ZZ Top's first album with RCA, Antenna, has just been released. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
For a big-time rock act that fills arena-sized halls, ZZ Top has always been highly unlikely. They're musicians who value Howlin' Wolf and Elmore James over the Beatles and the Stones, and blues aficionados don't usually make the top 10 on the pop charts. And while drummer Frank Beard is a handsome guy, the other two, guitarist Billy Gibbons and bassist Dusty Hill, hide whatever they may really look like behind big sunglasses and beards that look like hairy dinner napkins pasted to their chins. These are not your typical teen idols. Yet somehow ZZ Top has managed to turn its eccentricities into both a good joke and a measure of integrity. Antenna features a batch of new ZZ Top songs that are both typical of everything they've done, and yet livelier, lustier, down and dirtier than their last few releases. For the most part, Antenna is filled with the sort of raunchy southwestern boogie that is ZZ Top's trademark. Only one song is a bit of a departure, and it's the most interesting thing here. It's called Breakaway, and it's ZZ Top's version of a ballad, which is to say that it's boogie slowed down to a contemplative crawl, tinged with a melancholy that this group normally doesn't allow itself to admit.
It's a chemical attraction, I just can't slide by.
I'd say Antenna has a pretty good chance of making good on RCA's absurdly generous contract. ZZ Top has been out of the limelight just long enough to strike Pearl Jam fans as something new, and if the group doesn't make an adolescent-pleasing video out of the album's most pandering song, Girl in a T-Shirt, I'll be shocked by their lack of cynical savvy. 20 years after their debut album, ZZ Top are old pros who've managed to make their rigid formula seem warm and comforting.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. For Terry Gross, I'm Marty Moscowane.